Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It is time to do some gardening and landscaping talk. It's also time to have herb tea with Howard. Hope you're enjoying some this morning yourself. Mine is this morning heavy on the ginger. I need to buy some more. I don't have any growing myself, so I used up all I had left today, and I used about twice as much as I normally use, and it's good. It's really good. Also has the chili piquin peppers, the roasted peppers, and some honey in there, and it's a good one. If you haven't tried that as a base, give it a whirl. You can add any kind of any of the other culinary or medicinal herbs to it, whatever flavor you like, and it makes a very good morning drink, warm. And then if you have some left over, cool it, add some ice, add some other things, make a nice cool tea for yourself. The weather was interesting this morning, really pretty sun coming up, but it has strange color to it, kind of the sky and the sun, both a little bit of an interesting color, probably has to do with all the smoke in the air coming from California, would be my guess. How about you? I bet that is it. It was an interesting look to it, though. SPCA dog, really a cutie this morning. And a senior citizen, let me see if I can find the, yeah, there it is, Georgie, male, 8.5-year-old. Shepherd mix. By the way, the mystery photo's up too. Last week we had somebody guess it before the show even started. It should be fairly easy today, so if you've been missing out in the past, check it out, and you can let Mary Rose know when you call. If you want to make the first ID of the mystery photo and win one of our online classes and a prize from Espoma. Espoma also brings us the SPCA report. But Georgie is a and if you want to call, the telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. You can identify the mystery photo either calling the show or sending us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. But Georgie is a cute looking fella, 8.5 years old, so he's a little bit of a senior. But good news on that is that there's a special. He's part of a super senior September adoption special for $30. Beautiful tan coat, big ears, and he looks like a good one. Says he would probably like a quiet home with adults only, which I guess means he's not that wild about kids. But it says he enjoys being around other dogs. So he looks like a good one. They've still got the same situation going on. The shelters are closed, so you have to make an adoption by appointment. You do that by submitting a form through spca.org/findapet. And that information is on our website. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on that SPCA button over there on the right-hand side, and it'll take you right over there. Whoever identifies, like I mentioned quickly, the mystery photo wins one of our Toric Natural Organic Gardening and Landscaping courses. More and more people taking it and using the fact that they've been certified by Toric and the seal in their marketing material. If they're in a related business of any kind, that would mean any kind of nursery, landscape business, greenhouse business, anything like that. That's perfectly legit for you to do. Espoma provides the winner an 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food. It makes a really good combination with the Garrett juice. That combination together is pretty amazing. How how well it helps plants come into flower if you're having trouble with that. I've had several questions the past couple of weeks about plants not flowering quite as well as people would like. I think it's weather-related. I think the intense heat there we had for a while is part of that. Even crepe myrtles, people were complaining about crepe myrtles not blooming as well as normal. But we can probably have a real nice round of color from this point on into fall because things are cooling down for a lot of people across the country out there. And that combination of a liquid organic plant food like the Espoma product along with garret juice. Garret juice by itself helps plants set buds and come into flower. And that combination, I think, just gives it a little bit more kick and is something that, if you haven't tried, you ought to give that a whirl. The button at the top of the page on dirtdoctor.com is something you need to remember. We've been doing some talks lately, and wanted to mention that a couple of times today because I think we may do more of it. It's working out pretty well, doing talks via Zoom. A lot of the garden clubs and various other clubs are not meeting in person. I think that's starting to change now. I think people are starting to get back together. But for those who are still staying apart because of the coronavirus and all, Zoom may be something you'd like to consider because I've done two recently that way, and they work really well. In fact, I've had some people suggest that they've liked it even better than a talk in person because being able to sit and see the computer screen and the photos that I put up there, people can take do screenshots and take pictures and things like that and remember the details a little bit better than seeing it and hearing it in person. We'll continue to do both. If you're interested in doing a Zoom presentation or one in person either, I have no problem with that either. You can get that information on our website on dirtdoctor.com under the button that says Howard's Appearances. Tells you how it all works. And be glad to visit with you. The talk I'm doing the most these days, and I kind of put the basic organic program into it and some other things into it, but the main lecture that I'm giving is the Fabulous Trees talk and using some of the fabulous trees that I've had personal experience with as the basis for the talk. And it's kind of fun. People get to see my big ginkgo in a lot of detail and the champion pecan tree that's over in Weatherford that we've been involved in for quite a while and a lot of other trees, some that I've just met. I haven't had any consulting work done with them like the unbelievable Montezuma cypress in outside of Oaxaca, Mexico, and some of the other trees around the world that are just spectacular. And using the stories about the trees, I think people can understand a little bit more clearly what I'm talking about, how important it is to have the flares exposed and to let the trees take care of themselves. When that flare is exposed, it eliminates most of the stress problems that attack trees. People that have trouble with galls on their trees, real heavy infestations, or if they have mistletoe or if they have the beautiful yet very damaging bird, the sapsucker, drilling holes in their tree, doing the first step of what we call the sick tree treatment, often just shuts those problems down, just eliminates the problems. Mistletoe dries up, galls go away, the birds go bother other trees and all that kind of thing. And if you do the entire sick tree treatment, the exposure of the flare being just the first step of it, your trees can take care of themselves and have almost no insect or disease problems at all. Speaking of diseases, I guess one of the most common things being talked about and we're getting questions about in various ways are turf diseases. And I'm seeing them myself here and there on golf courses and parks and residential things as well. The people having the turf disease issues the most are those people that are still, unfortunately, using the high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers or the herbicides, you know, the pre-emergent herbicides, which really do a lot of damage. People need to understand that those things are chemical products, and they're used, they're bought and used to do damage to plants, the weeds that are trying to germinate and get started, but they also do damage to the turf that you want to have healthy, and also to the bacteria in the soil, the microbes that are in the soil, and just a lot of problems with those things. Is there a safe organic alternative? You bet there is. It's corn gluten meal, and we're still in that window to put corn gluten meal out as a pre-emergent at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. We'll talk more about that and other things after this break. 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. That button up there at the top of the page, it says buy books, art, and class is where you can get
all
that.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? Pure Grow Weed Crush is a natural organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for Pure Grow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, the birds and the Dirt Doctor are back. Got people jumping on board here, so I'll go right to the phones. Quite a few questions about turf grass diseases and related kinds of things. We'll get into that in a little bit more detail. One of these callers is calling about that, so we may be getting into it with Chuck in just a minute. Jason, though, first up, calling from Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Garrett. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you bet. Anytime. I had a question about raised beds, and I think we talked a couple of weeks ago about, you know, like when I had some vine borers and things like that, and you made some really good suggestions. So I wanted to see if we're going to start planting here pretty soon, and I wanted to find out, you know, what to make sure that our gardens are pretty good to be able to seed or at least put some sprouts in there. And so far we have raised beds. We have some horse manure, and then we have kind of peat moss mixed in. And I think that you told me because of the peat moss not being all that good, we wanted to try to add some rock minerals like lava sand. And I think you suggested cinderite. Is that correct?
Cinderite's the best of the lava sand choices. Also, azomite, the commercial product, I would add. Since you've added some horse manure is a very powerful compost manure product, and I don't have any problem with it. There's a little bit of a possibility that there could be some herbicide residue in it, but not as much as there is with some other kinds of grazing animals. But it's a possibility. I just will warn you about that a little bit.
Yeah.
And the other thing about horse manure that I learned the hard way back when I was in the landscape business is that there'll be some weed seed in it. And you're going to get some weeds from it. So since you're going to be planting from seed, we don't want to put corn gluten meal into those beds. But you might want to get some beneficial nematodes and apply beneficial nematodes to them. Yep. And make sure that as your seed germinate and start to grow, or after you've planted the transplants in your new beds, you cover that soil with the the shredded native tree trimmings mulch, so there's no bare soil for those weeds to easily get started from.
Gotcha. And then I think you suggested also Garrett juice once a month, or how often would you do that as they're germinating or sprouting?
I think once a month is plenty. Some people will do it as often as once every 2 weeks, spraying the foliage and drenching, but I think once a month is plenty.
Okay. And then do you have a place that you suggest getting the beneficial nematodes?
Well, if you look at our website, dirtdoctor.com, and go to beneficial insects or insectaries, I think we've probably got it cross-referenced a couple of ways. It has a listing of the insectaries that we know about that we, you know, are the most comfortable with. We don't work with any of them. We don't have any that are advertisers or anything and stay real in real close touch with them. But the list that we have shows the ones that we know about and are the most comfortable with. Doesn't mean it's perfect, but that'll give you the best starting place.
Great, great.
Okay.
And just real quick, I wanted to see if you had any suggestions because we go through tomatoes like super, super fast. Is okay. there any way that you could grow, like, tomatoes year-round?
Well, yeah, in a greenhouse. You just have to have a greenhouse situation so you keep the temperature, you know, up above freezing, and the warmer it is, the more growth you're going to have. There are people that grow tomatoes in greenhouses all over the world.
Okay, great. Yeah, because I was just curious if in Texas it would be decent enough out here, and then we would probably have to look up ideas on how to do a greenhouse cheaply because we're kind of on a budget, obviously, and then we would want to figure out how to grow tomatoes year-round.
So. Yeah, just do a search on the internet on greenhouses for tomatoes, and you'll find all kind of great information there, and just start the process.
Great.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you very much, sir. You have a great day now.
You too. I appreciate the call. Something related to tomatoes, and I've been experimenting with a couple of things. You know, you'll read in a lot of places that you shouldn't put avocado in the refrigerator. Well, I found out that's not right. A long time ago, we started putting our avocado right from the grocery store in the refrigerator and keeping it cooler, and it lasts a whole lot longer. And I had some tomatoes. I bought some tomatoes the other day, and I had them out on the counter, and something ate a big hole into one of them. And so I'm putting the tomatoes that I buy in the refrigerator sooner as well. So it's interesting what kind of information is out there that if you try the alternative to it, sometimes it works even better than what you've been being told. Let's see what's up with Chuck, as promised, in Fort Worth. Hello, Chuck.
Hi. I was calling about when do you fertilize with the cornmeal?
Well, you fertilize with corn gluten meal, not cornmeal. Corn gluten meal is just the protein fraction of cornmeal. So it's got a lot more protein and a lot more nitrogen as a result. But the timing for putting out corn gluten meal started a few weeks ago, and it's still going on now. So, Chuck, you can put it out right now at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. It'll help you prevent some of the germination and the growth of the cool season weeds like henbit and chickweed and rescue grass and things like that. But even if those things have already germinated and started to grow, which means that it won't help with those weeds, it's a great fertilizer. So right now is the timing. It's a very good time.
And what other months would it be?
Well, in the spring, it'll be March. That's right, in the middle of March before things start to grow in the spring.
Okay. And then you put down for the pre-emergent the same time?
Yeah. I got to run, but that same thing, fertilizer or pre-emergent, either one. I'll be back right after this.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure, humate, and molasses. It produces three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair through soil supplementation, and nutrient availability. Your lawn, flowers, trees, vegetable garden, and potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green. Versions of Garrett juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your residential or commercial property, Medina is a choice I highly recommend. Ask for Medina at hardware stores, garden centers, and farm stores. Medina, a strong Dirt Doctor recommendation. For more information on everything they have to offer, go to MedinaAg.com. Medina, over 50 years of proven performance. It's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Heidi Howard back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We got a little rushed there as we were going to break on the turf thing, so I want to talk about that just a little bit more. The corn gluten meal window is, like I said, we're still in it probably. Unfortunately, weed seed don't follow a real strict schedule sometimes, you know, and it depends on what the soil is like, what the temperature on, you know, in a certain area is, how the fluctuation has been, what the moisture level is, and, you know, how deep the weed seed are in the ground and all kinds of things. So the window, whether you're using a toxic chemical like I don't recommend or the corn gluten meal, either one, the window is kind of a moving target as far as what would be the absolute best time to put out a pre-emergent, you know, whether it's the organic approach or the chemical approach. But our best guess is that we're still, you know, in that window. It started, you know, maybe a month ago, and it may last another week or two here, depending on what happens with, you know, those variables that I mentioned. The good thing about the corn gluten meal, though, is that even if you miss the perfect window, and that would be just before the weed seed germinate, and then get a normal wet to dry weather period after that, even if you miss the perfect window with the corn gluten meal, you haven't wasted your money or your time, because it's such a good organic fertilizer. And it functions as your fall feeding. And you, if you did a corn gluten meal, or if you do corn gluten meal today or tomorrow, whenever, you don't need to buy another organic fertilizer for the fall. If you have, no problem. Just sit on it. Just keep it in a place out of the weather and everything, and use it in the spring. But you do not need to put corn gluten meal out and another organic fertilizer like the Medina Growing Green or the Good Natured or whichever one that you normally use. You just need the corn gluten meal. Corn meal, whole ground corn meal, better than just the corn meal from the grocery store, is not a fertilizer, really. It'd give you a little bit of fertilizer value, but it'd be very low. It'd be lower probably than 111 or something as far as an analysis goes. But it's the disease control. It contains, in some cases, and always stimulates a beneficial fungus called Trichoderma. So the whole ground cornmeal is used instead of the toxic chemicals like are being recommended these days, like the Scott's Disease X is being talked about by the chemical pushers a whole bunch. It's a chemical called azoxystrobin, I think, and it's coming out of the universities and being recommended, and you shouldn't use the stuff. It's toxic as it can be, and it does not – there's no reason to use it. Whole ground cornmeal will work better and does other things much better. The reason whole ground cornmeal functions so well as a disease control is it doesn't kill. It doesn't kill the beneficial microbes. It stimulates them. That's how it works. Stimulates the beneficial organisms, not just Trichoderma, but other things in the soil that are good as well. The toxic chemicals, this ought to be common sense. The toxic chemicals are indiscriminate. They kill microbes of all kinds, including the beneficials. In fact, the beneficials are probably affected more than the pathogens. And when you use those things, you set up kind of a vacuum where the bad guys have the advantage of coming back stronger than they were before. And it's why people that are using high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers and the chemicals, you know, continue to have to treat for the diseases. The people using the cornmeal and the organic approach don't have the problem very often, because they're keeping that level of biological activity really high in the soil. And by the way, related to that, and I'm not exactly sure about something Maggie sent me a minute ago related to this, one of our listeners sent me some information that's it's kind of funny and it's kind of sad, but birds are falling out of trees apparently in some places in the country or in the world, and they've tied it back to Roundup. And that Roundup is doing something to the tendons in the birds, and the way a bird goes to sleep, the tendons tighten up, and that's how it keeps from falling out. And the Roundup, the glyphosate product, has apparently been linked to making those tendons not so strong, and the birds are literally, when they're trying to go to sleep, falling out of trees. The woman that supposedly, that's what I'm not positive of, the woman that's supposedly involved in this, I'm hearing that she's on our side and that she's a problem both. I'm hearing both things, so we'll try to ferret that out. But if anybody has any more information on that, let me know. That's the first I've heard of that interesting little event. Let's see what in Howard's Garden else I need to talk to you about. And by the way, we've got open lines if you want to jump on here anytime at 866-444-DIRT. Which is 3478. I've been putting out a little organic fertilizer in a couple of key spots. I'm not putting out real heavy applications everywhere, because we've put out quite a bit earlier in the season. But in some places where we've got some new plants that want to push along a little bit, or we've had not quite as good growth as I like, we are putting out some more organic fertilizer here and there. It's a good time if you're doing new beds, and this relates to the corn gluten meal too. If you're doing new beds, just wrote a Dallas Morning News column about this, for vegetable gardens or new herb gardens or new landscaping, either one, at that point where you have bare soil for a new bed, whatever it is, and you're not going to be planting seed. This does not work if you're about to plant carrots or broccoli or any kind of cool season vegetables or any kind of cool season anything that you're trying to grow, cool season grasses or whatever. So if you're about to plant some seed, you can't do this. But if you're planting transplants, or if you're going to plant seed and wait until the seed have germinated and are starting to grow and you still have some bare soil, you can use corn gluten meal on that bare soil. And, man, it works beautifully. It helps to prevent the weeds, but it also fertilizes those new plants. If you're doing transplants, you can put the transplants in and put the corn gluten meal out at 2 pounds per 100 square feet or 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, same thing, and then put your mulch, your shredded native tree trimmings mulch, over the top of that corn gluten meal application, and it really works beautifully in that situation. If you put the corn gluten meal out and then try to plant beets or carrots or anything that has small seed, you're going to negatively affect the germination of what you're trying to grow. Fescue grass, rye grass, things like that. It's, you know, we're in the window for planting those things too. And you can't do the two of those together because the corn gluten meal will affect the germination of those seed. It tends to be more effective on the smaller seed. So big seed like ryegrass and, you know, a lot of the bigger things that you might be trying to grow in the vegetable garden, the corn gluten meal may not completely shut down the germination and the growth, but the smaller things it will for sure. So be careful with that idea. And I'll get into a little bit more in Howard's garden in a minute. For now, we're going to go to Frisco, Texas, and talk to Sharon. Hello, Sharon.
Hi there.
Can you
hear me okay?
I can. What can I do for you?
Oh, super. So I have some corn gluten meal, and I only used like half the bag to put on my lawn, and then it got wet with the rains, and so now it's moldy. Do I need to just throw that away?
No, you don't. You can put it in the driveway and drive over and smash it, you know, so it's not chunky anymore, and let it dry out, and then put it back into a sealed container of some kind and save it to use in the spring. Or you can put it immediately, without even going through that process, into the compost pile. It'd make a wonderful addition to your compost pile, even though it's got clumps and it's moldy because of getting wet. So you could go either route.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Okay, appreciate the call. The only thing you got to be careful about with corn gluten meal, I've had one report on this, and if I had one report, it maybe has happened more than one time. But we had a report a few years ago that somebody had corn gluten meal in storage in the greenhouse or the garage or wherever it was, and a little dog, a small dog, I think it was a little dachshund in this case, or maybe even something smaller, got into the corn gluten meal and ate a whole bunch of it and got really sick. It can even cause neurological problems because it's just too much of a good thing. It's too high protein, you know, for a little animal to eat a bunch of it. So that's the only thing that I've ever heard that's a problem, other than what the last caller just said. If it gets wet and moldy, it'll set up a clumpy mess and it'll really smell bad. But it doesn't mean it's unusable. You just have to manage it a little bit different way. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. What else did I do? Yesterday I planted some new stuff. I got some really pretty peppers, ornamental peppers that have a purple foliage, and they're really dramatic because as the white flowers form, that's beautiful, and then the peppers that form are green at first and then turn red, so it's a really colorful one. Look for it out in the garden center. I forget the exact name of the one that I got, but I think there's more than one out there, but they'll have real pretty dark purple foliage and are sold as ornamental peppers. They are edible if you're using an organic program. How good they are, I don't know, but they're primarily used as a decorative plant. Also planted some more dianthus, several different colors. Had some summer plants that were kind of going downhill. A couple of them just getting too big for where they were, and planted some new dianthus. It's a good time for you to consider that. And the other cool season things, too, dianthus and petunias. Petunias, if you don't know it, can take some frost. So getting them started now or even a little bit later than now and going into some frosty weather, you can really have some beautiful color from petunias and some good fragrance as well. Telephone number 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. And we will be back right after this. If you needed something answered, just go to
Good Natured. That's the name of an exceptional line of organic garden and landscape products consisting of fertilizer, pest control, weed control, and soil amendments. You can find Good Natured and other great natural organic products at Dirt Doctor destinations, in independent garden centers, and hardware stores. Good Natured creates products that are safe and simply work better in every way. Look for these great products in Dirt Doctor destinations, and to learn more, go to goodnaturedforall.com. That's goodnaturedforall.com.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
Dirt Doctor here with a tip on backyard storage. Usual storage sheds get unpleasantly hot during the summer and damage your stuff. Not the case with Allrich sheds. Because of their ventilation systems, they're roughly about 18 degrees cooler than standard sheds. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth, and join the thousands of happy customers. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433, or AllrichBarns.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as PureGrow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We are going to go to Rome, Georgia now and talk to Walt. Hello, Walt.
Good morning, Howard. I hope you're doing well today.
Well, I am. Hope you are, too.
Yes, sir, I am. My question this morning is about my three azaleas. These are old azaleas. They were here at least 20 years. There's three different ones, and they're planted in the same area, and all three of them bloom beautifully in three different colors.
Oh, good.
Every spring, they're beautiful. And since about last year, since I started listening to you and became organic, I'm beginning to notice more things. And what's happening right now, especially, is when the new growth comes out, which I pruned them this after they bloomed this spring.
Okay.
When the new growth comes out, it is a beautiful, beautiful dark green. But within, I'm going to say, 2 to 3 weeks, those leaves turn from green to a very dull, almost a white color. And I've pulled off a leaf or two here. And underneath, now last year I tried the garlic pepper tea just because I didn't know what I was doing. And that didn't help, by the way. And on the back of these light-colored green and almost white leaves is a brownish colored, I don't know what it is. It looks like somebody splattered brown, tiny, tiny spots of brown paint underneath each leaf.
Well, the insect that is the most usual found on azaleas is called lace bugs, and it's a real lacy looking kind of thing. That That sounds like that might be something else, but lace bugs and other related insects like the taste of azaleas a lot. So we're having a problem with the cosmetics of the foliage, but the plants are still blooming really well in the spring. Is that what's going on?
Yes, sir. They're absolutely beautiful in the spring.
That's unusual. Foliage,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's unusual. What we need to do is figure out how to obviously get rid of the bugs so the foliage looks good, because the evergreen foliage of azaleas is a beneficial thing. I would guess you have a lot better soil there in Rome, Georgia than I have in Dallas-Fort Worth area. But did you plant the azaleas in the native soil, or did you build really highly organic, full of compost and good amendments beds?
Well, sir, I didn't plant them. They were here when I bought this home 20 years ago.
Right.
And what I've been doing is just recently now, remember, I was a chemical man until last year.
Sure.
This past winter, I composted around them with native tree trimmings that I got from splitting firewood. That's a lot of stuff comes off, especially the older wood. And I used that as a mulch around the bottom of, and then they did wonderful in the spring. The foliage was absolutely, I mean, the flowers were absolutely beautiful. But now the leaves are just turning white, and after a while they seem to fall off.
Well, so, that's not something that should continue. We can figure out how to do this. Let's assume that even if the beds were prepared with additional amendments and all that by the owners that planted them, that over the years the beds have kind of deteriorated and gone the other direction. Rather than using shredded tree trimmings, shredded material that you used, which was probably all carbon because you were doing dead logs, right?
True.
Okay, so what you were using was almost all carbon. We want something that has some protein in it, and there's a couple of different ways to go. We can get some tree trimmings from a tree care company that's working in the area that was trimming living limbs, and get that ground-up material and use it like you did the other mulch. And that'll probably help to speed up the process. We can use something like the Espoma liquid fertilizer, and or the Garrett juice, like I was mentioning, and that will give you kind of an instant impact from a fertility standpoint, and I think help with the greening of the foliage and all that kind of thing. On the insects that are attacking, as you're working on making the soil a little healthier, which is going to be the long-term solution, we want to do something that'll kill whatever those pests are, lace bugs or whatever they are. And you might want to try the Pure Grow Bug Stop product and see how that works for that specific part of the problem.
Okay, sir. Pure Grow, how do you spell that, asparagus?
It's Espoma. It's Espoma, Espoma liquid plant food. They have several different ones. But use that along with the Garrett juice, and you can make that yourself from the formula on our website. And if you had something else, I'm going to put you on hold because I got to run for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. And the telephone number to be with us, visit about whatever you'd like to chat about, is 866-444-3478. We can talk about landscaping and vegetable gardening, herb gardening, azaleas, as we've been talking, or any kind of critters that seem to be bothering your plants, diseases as well. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back.